Carol's catching up with Dave Jordan from Hemp New Zealand. It's the biggest grower of hemp in the country. It also manufactures, distributes and supplies products derived from hemp seed and hemp fibre. In 2009, Dave planted 0.4 of a hectare of hemp out of concern for the environment. He's become captivated by the versatility of the green product. Carol met Dave 2 years ago and thought it was time for an update.
We've got the fibre facility in Christchurch up and running through our partnership with what was New Zealand Yarns, people will remember, is now New Zealand Natural Fibres. And the team down there are doing a tremendous job in getting everything sort of in place and running right. It's been, being the first one in Australasia, or certainly the first one in New Zealand, it's been nothing short of a challenge. The machinery that we've put in place at the New Zealand Natural Fibres in Christchurch separates the fibre from the herd. So it breaks the stalk down into two usable parts, whereas when they're together, you can't really use them in an industrial sense, not easily anyway. So we process that raw straw and separate it into fibre products. So this is bast fibre, which is similar to, say, the bark of a tree, bast fibre, it's the outside. And then you've got the inner woody core, which we call the herd. And the herd is used for things like building products, like building houses. There is a company in Wanaka already building houses with our hemp herd. And a lot of other things like animal bedding, plastics and paper that it's will be used for as well. And we've got every university and companies like Scion and stuff working on product development. And then the fibre, the bast fibre, we're going to be blending that with the wool fibre and making a wool and hemp fibre blend for things like carpets and textiles. But also the low-lying fruit at the moment is things like eco matting for roadways and hanging baskets, that type of thing. You can imagine that kind of material, which is a non-woven material. So we'll be doing non-woven and getting into the woven materials a bit later on. Things like linen, clothing, sails for ships, all sorts of applications for that side of it.
Tell me about the wool and hemp blend carpet. What does that feel like under your feet?
It's absolutely beautiful. The company that we're working, that we're partnered with, they already do carpet yarn. So that's from sheep wool. So adding the hemp to it adds durability, it adds longevity, it just adds to the quality of the carpet. It's absolutely beautiful.
If I wanted to buy hemp wool carpet now, could I?
Not yet. Give us a couple of years before that really starts to roll out.
You were producing hemp oil?
So the food side of it, yes, the Taurico facility which you visited, at that time we had an oil press and we were building the dehuller. The dehuller's now completed and been up and running for quite some time, over a year. And we've put another oil press in place. And the next machine that's coming in is a powder mill to make protein powders and flour and so on from the seed cake left over from the oil press. So that production is increasing. We're getting a lot of food manufacturers on board now. That's our biggest market. And, of course, we're also ready to look at our export markets, which we're gearing up for. And I think that's going to be the biggest part of the business going forward.
What are you looking at exporting?
Dehulled seed, protein powders and oil.
Hemp milk was also on the agenda. Is that happening?
It will do. We've already produced the hemp milk, but we haven't been able to successfully bottle it yet. So we're having to just hold our horses a little bit. We would love to get that product on the market. And, of course, we're on the milk side of it. We're actually working on a milk powder as well, which will be an awesome export product.
When I spoke to you a couple of years ago, there were 100 growers and they were producing or about to produce 2,000 hectares of hemp. Have you got any more growers on board?
Well, it actually worked out about 1,000 hectares we did in our biggest year 2 years ago. So at the moment, what it's been is about building infrastructure. That now is our main focus. So we've got to get to the marketing side of it and get product to market. So that's where we're at with that now. So we've got farmers all over the country that want to grow. But to support the grower, we need to keep on developing the markets and making sure that we continue to grow infrastructure as well. There's a lot of ideas going around, and it's all very well to have the ideas, but you've got to actually have action on the ground and show people the benefit of it and get customers to buy it to start using up that stock as well. So yeah, it is chicken and the egg, Carol. It's definitely chicken and egg.
What part of the business are you most excited about?
The whole industry I'm passionate about, but I think the fibre industry really has got to be the biggest bonus for the planet. I really do. Hemp is a fantastic solution for a lot of the what's called for now to give us a better environment and better health and well-being. So moving into the 21st century and going forward, this is absolutely an outstanding product.
What's happening around the world with hemp? Are other countries well ahead of us?
Not really well ahead of us. We've travelled the world working with other hemp companies and where they're at, from Russia, Ukraine, Canada, America, China, everywhere throughout Europe and even Australia. It's growing steadily, but it needs massive infrastructure spend and, of course, education programs around the goodness of hemp as well, because a lot of people still look at it and go, oh, that's that drug, isn't it? The industrial side of it is so big and immense. It's going to take years to actually get that to a good sort of size where people accept it as normal.
Dave Jordan from Hemp New Zealand. We'll put a link to his website on our page.